Well, the Australian government may still be struggling to comprehend the difference between investment and ownership. But in the meantime, perhaps China has grasped the distinction and is modifying its behaviour accordingly. The great Australian Gina Rinehart has mounted a joint bid with the Chinese outfit Shanghai Cred Real Estate to purchase the Kidman Agricultural Empire for $365 million. Shanghai Cred is controlled by a Chinese billionaire, and it was a major stakeholder in the Chinese consortium led by Shanghai Peng Shin, whose bids for Kidman were knocked back twice by Scott Morrison, but only because the pressure was put on Morrison from the public and from programs such as this. We're on our own, lone voices, I might add. And of course, when Morrison rejected the bid, he was criticised. Well, this outfit is now split from Shanghai Peng Jin, the Chinese consortium led by the billionaire, and teamed up with Gina Rinehart. And what's more, Gina is the lead partner, not the minor partner. Under the deal, Gina Rinehart's company, Hancock Prospecting, will have a 67% stake in the company formed to buy the Kidman assets. In other words, this will be a majority Australian-owned bid representing genuine Chinese investment in, as opposed to ownership of, this iconic agricultural asset. This is the kind of deal of which Australians approve. But please, let's avoid future angst around these sorts of sales by defining what constitutes the national interest. Let's outline clear rules so we can avoid revisiting the same drawn-out, messy process each time bids are announced. It would help, although it may be too difficult, it would help if the government of Australia understood that investment is not the same as ownership.